Now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Well, we're getting closer and closer to Labor Day, the unofficial end of summer. Does that frighten you all?
Well, it's not so frightening as it is important to remember the things we have to do before fall. And, for instance, today we have Leslie, the Bob and Ray Barber, here in the studio, getting our cast in trim, handsome shape.
Not too far up on the back there, Leslie.
You're doing Webley Webster right at the moment. I'm going to take our microphone over to where Leslie is working on Webb.
What are you laughing at, Bob?
I just got a look at the... Have you seen your, the back of your head?
No, he never uses... He never brings in a mirror. It's always such a shock when I go home and see what a trimming I did.
I really think, Leslie, you are taking a little bit too much off there.
You, gee whiz. Just now, at the start of the big fall social season, I'll have to stay indoors till this grows out.
Well, did you have any plans for the next 3 or 4 weeks?
I've got a big dance tonight.
Oh, well, that's too soon. This is going to take 3 or 4 weeks.
I was going dancing with Tazar.
Who? Tazar. Oh, I should mention that Leslie is English, and there is a...
He gives us all an English-type haircut, which is high up.
Kind of looks like you're going to Oxford, though. It's not...
You're 20. I know it's you and Ray who let Leslie take care of you.
No, he's the...
Boy, my ear. I'm telling you, it's really...
A little bit vindictive, I guess. As long as I have the portable microphone here, you go right ahead, Leslie, and I'm going down into the audience.
That's enough, Leslie. Now, let Webley alone. I think maybe Tex, you better get in.
All right, Mary.
Get your hair cut.
Not too much, Leslie.
No.
Him. No, me.
Let's see. Who will we select here?
Go ahead.
I think I'd rather talk to a lady, if you don't mind, gentlemen. How about you, ma'am?
Yes. I was hoping you'd select me. I wanted you to hear this friend of mine sitting beside me. She'd like to be nameless, but she wants to get into show business. She has a bird act.
A bird act?
And she thought that you and your partner would probably know somebody in the big night clubs that could probably help her.
Good, I'll find out. Ray?
Yeah?
We know anybody in the big nightclubs that we could put a bird act in?
Oh, Frank Sinatra.
He knows, Ray knows Frank Sinatra.
Well, maybe he could help.
Oh, I don't know.
Is he, can you call him?
Gee, I don't know where he is right now. I don't know where they are.
He gets a haircut today, doesn't he?
I think so. I don't know where to get a hold of Frank right now.
He can't get hold of Frank right now, ma'am. But maybe we could listen to the...
Doris Day. Get hold of Doris Day.
He knows Doris Day. Do you want to... Should we call her?
You want to call
her? I know Rudy Valley, too.
He knows Rudy Valley.
Oh, well, hey, Rudy. That probably would be the answer.
Well, no, I think what we should do first is to listen to this lady's act, and then we should decide whether to bother Rudy with it or Frank or anything.
All right, Muriel. Go ahead.
Robin. The brown thrasher.
Is this all she does?
Yeah.
They're very good at impersonations.
Beautiful. I've heard bird people.
Eastern bluebird.
They think Eastern bluebird is one of my favorites.
Well, what do you think, buddy?
I don't know.
House wren.
I can't see this in a big, posh nightclub.
Can you see this with spotlights? Probably a violin, or maybe 3 or 4 violins.
Huge, a little bit. That's what I was going to say.
A little staging. I think maybe a comedy twist.
The ruby throated hummingbird is a very faint, very high pitched squeak.
Muriel,
the catbird.
Muriel has a lovely speaking.
She does, but she wants to remain anonymous. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. The audience seemed to like that act. I don't know whether we can place it in a nightclub or not. And I'm going back on stage.
Well, Bob, welcome back up on the stage.
I hate that long pause that it takes.
I never know what you're going to do. I'd speak up and maybe interrupt with a news bulletin if I thought you were going to take that long. But you seem to call this lag out there in the audience.
Well, why don't I take a moment right now for a preview of those fine mystery and adventure dramas that'll be coming our way on CBS Radio this Sunday.
Well, first, of course, there's yours truly, Johnny Dollar, who'll be telling you about a case that involves a beautiful blonde, a shaggy dog, and this will interest you, Muriel, an over-talkative parrot. That's the case Johnny calls the murdered mugwump matter.
Then, suspense brings you the electrifying tale entitled 115 Volts AC and DC, starring the late Captain Marvel.
Also, in the package, you'll find Paladin, whose famous card reads, "Have gun, will travel." Sunday, he'll be riding to the aid of a grizzled recluse who promptly puts a slug through him.
Not to mention Gunsmoke, who celebrated U.S. Marshal Day on, will be taking a breather. Next Sunday's Gunsmoke will be devoted entirely to a smooching session between the good Marshal and Dodge City Kitty.
All right, now, don't get excited, Chester.
All right, Mr. Dillon.
Now, remember, all four of these top mystery and adventure dramas will be coming your way Sunday on CBS Radio, so be sure to be listening.
I think the program department is pulling our leg. I've heard a lot of synopses in my time, but those sound pretty peculiar to me.
Well, you may have a point there. Guess we'll just have to listen, I reckon.
Yeah.
Come Sunday.
You have a point there, too. I think I'll go down into the studio audience now.
Okay, Bob. Hey, look, and don't lag this time.
All right, I'll get there quicker.
And I'll move along.
I have a card here. No, I know who I want to see. Never mind.
Quiet. Bob knows who he wants to talk to.
I was shuffling through the audience cards that are filled out before each program, and I find that we have rather a prominent person with us, and I'd like you all to give a good hand. Where is he sitting, Mr. Vincent Price?
I'm over here.
Could we have a hand for it?
It's all right if they don't.
Oh, I know, but it's common courtesy to Vincent Price, ladies and gentlemen. Could you get right in close to my microphone here so we...
Sure. Hi, Bob. I listen to your show almost every morning.
Thanks. I was going to say I had expected a younger man. You don't look exactly the way you did. Makeup is wonderful, of course, on TV.
I'm not wearing any makeup.
No, I know, but I mean, the last time I saw you, you had a mustache.
Yes, the shave lotion's about the extent of my makeup.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Vincent Price, tell us what you're doing these days.
Well, not very much. I'm going to school. I'm studying political science. I'd like to someday get into politics.
That's pretty interesting. And a sidelight on a famous star. I think one that few people know about. You're planning to go into politics, huh?
I am. I'm learning to be the next governor of the state. When my daddy steps down, I'll step up. It's all been laid out very carefully.
I'll wait there. I was thrown off by you. You didn't sound like the Vincent Price when I first talked to you. Now you...
I don't want to confuse you, Bob. I know you have a confusing enough program as it is.
Well, you are the actor.
That's, what?
The Vincent Price?
No.
You're not. Well, we've made another mistake, I guess. And I will just simply thank you. It was not the Vincent Price, but thanks for talking into the audience microphone of Bob and Ray.
Don't say that. I never liked the words.
All right. Well, I'm going back to the stage.
Sorry I confused you, Bob.
Try to get up here quicker this time.
Now then, friends, one slight mention before we call in Arthur Schrank, that we have some pictures of Dave. We've been mentioning this, of course, for the past few nights. If you'd like to have one, drawn to a scale, more or less, by Gumshoe Flaherty, then all you have to do is send a request to Bob and Ray here at CBS, and we'll get one right back to you promptly, before the ink is dry, as we've said before, on your request.
Some of them have come through before the ink is dried, and they're the reverse side, you can see the front side.
Oh, you mean on our...
on the first view.
Oh, I see, yeah.
I think they're all working out all right. Now to Hot Springs, Arkansas, and to Pat Mosley of KAAB. A big thank you for setting up a wonderful welcome to the Bob and Ray Tuna. They're at the Lamar Bathhouse, where they're draining the main tub, I understand. And we'll hear all about it. Come in, please, Arthur Schrank.
Hello, everybody. This is Arthur Schrank speaking to you from Hot Springs, Arkansas. We're here at the bathhouse, and in just a few moments, Harmon I. Mosley in a second, or Pat Mosley, as he's belovedly known here in Hot Springs of KAAB, will introduce to many of the important clients of KAAB the tuner that we've kept here for them. As part of the... Hi, everybody. This is Art Frank.
Listen, every town you run into.
Mr. Hot Springs. The next voice you hear will be that of Harmon I. Mosley. Pat, it's all yours.
Thank you very much, Mr. Frank, and greetings to all of you who have turned out on this auspicious occasion today. I might explain what we're doing or have been doing. We took one of our main baths here, and we have drained it. And we're presently filling it with salt water so that the Bob and Ray tuna here on behalf of Bob and Ray's dead whale will feel a bit more at home.
I might point out that this salt water was brought up by tank car from the Gulf of Mexico, and it's real ocean water, filled with seaweed and everything.
Well, that's right. It was brought up in the seal tank car, and it's to the far end of the bath. I think all of you can see it down there. In the moment, we're going to open it up, and then we're going to open the tank at the other end and let the tuna fish slide down the chute and into the top. Are they all ready over there?
Yes.
I believe there's enough water there.
Shall I give them a go ahead, Mr. Mosley?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Open the chute and let the tuna out. Wait a minute.
There it goes.
Wait, is the tuna gone?
Yes, the tuna's gone.
I just saw a fin cutting the water there. See, there it is over the far side of the pool.
There's a thrashing going on, Mosley.
That's a shark. There is a shark there.
Bob and Ray.
Tuna's missing.
The tuna's gone. But we have...
The shark is chewing.
We have a shark. We have a shark, Bob and Ray. We have no more tuna.
Pool thing. We want to check the water before
we... want to thank everybody here at KAAG. Hot Springs.
We're going to get rid of the shark.
Boy, everything is in a turmoil. Take it away, Bob and Ray.
Very distressing news from down Hot Springs, Arkansas way, but our thanks to the staff of KAAB and to Pat Mosley for helping us with the festivities. I'm sure they'll clear everything up there.
I don't know how many problems like this we can run into. It seems like this thing is just going to backfire at every turn of the way, Bob. I don't know how to ensure it. Do you suppose maybe somebody a little more astute in these matters, more astute than, say, Mr. Schrank, should be sent down?
Well, I don't know whether it's all Arthur's fault. I was wondering if there's some agency that
Wally...
could get to handle this whole thing.
Get a load of Wally's haircut.
Hey! What's that about it, Ray?
Have you seen the job that Leslie's done on...
No,
on
it's good,
your...
huh?
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's a beaut.
What did you say to make him so mad at you?
Well, I drifted off there in the middle of your show. And,
you were nodding and...
Right.
Leslie, I do wish you'd take a little more care. Now, we won't be able to send Wally out for 3 or 4 days. Or do you have a close-fitting hat?
Don't talk to Leslie, because we have to pay him if he talks.
Oh, just nod, Leslie. Don't say anything, because we don't have a budget.
That's enough, Leslie. Come on now. A joke is a joke, okay?
Boy, oh boy.
About that?
I think maybe from now on we could go over to Leslie's shop. Rather than bring him here, and I think Leslie has mirrors over there so that we can all watch what's going on from all sides.
I'm going to look pretty silly at our ballet lesson tomorrow afternoon.
Well, that's right. I want to remind you, and you too, Webb, and Tex and Mary, that we'll have the ballet lessons tomorrow, so be there at 2:30 sharp. Hey, look, it's time for us to thank everybody here, Vic Cowan and Tom Shee, Joe Alonzo, Joe Cabibbo, and all. So we hope you all have a nice weekend, and we'll see you again on Monday. Until then, this is Ray Goulding reminding you all to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
And now, here's the standby engineer speaking for the sleeping Art Hammist.
This is the CBS Radio Network.